الحمد لله. In this cold weather, in the snow, far, in a masjid which is far, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to sit in this masjid, subhanallah, and Allah ta'ala has given us for such an amal, for such an action, He has allowed us to gather, which this amal today, Allah ta'ala has allowed us to sit for such an amal that people have left today. Such an amal, to attain this amal, me and you, for us to come into the masjid, and for the locals to leave their occupation and pastimes, and for us to sit down here, we have not favored anybody. If we have come here and we have sat down for the dhikr of Allah, whoever is listening, wherever they are listening, we have not favored anybody. We have not achieved this as a favor on anyone. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has favored us and given us His rahmah and ni'mah. And we will realize at that time, when the human being will see death in front of him, and he will see the destinations and the phases to come after death, then we'll realize that how merciful Allah was, and what a great mercy of Allah on us, that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, or gave us the tawfiq to do His dhikr, to remember Him. And I used to make a lot of excuses, my nafs used to make a lot of excuses, and the nafs would take me away from this in many different ways. But the pious elders have said such a beautiful point here, that when an individual stops doing the dhikr of Allah, when an individual ceases to remember Allah, then he falls into the hands of shaitan, into the prey, he's a prey of shaitan then. Total, he becomes a target for shaitan. That when a person stops doing dhikr of Allah, whilst he's doing dhikr, or if he starts doing dhikr, then he goes into reverse gear, or negligence comes, or laziness comes, or unawareness comes, or he comes to the masjid, gets to the majlis, and then leaves. These are the signs of what? The pious elders have said that this person has fallen into the hands of shaitan. And the individual who does dhikr and it increases, and it increases even more, and he feels like doing dhikr more, then he should consider that he has attached himself to Rahman, Allah Ar-Rahman. So this is a great sign, alhamdulillah. So what we need to see is now, that which side are we on? Which side are we on? That how much do we have the desire to do the dhikr of Allah? How much love do we have for the dhikr of Allah? And this is what we need to look at and analyze. Look, brothers, this is such an amal, this is such an action, that you cannot force anyone to do dhikr, because dhikr of Allah is an action based on love, and the result is love. So we need to see this always, that when I'm going towards the dhikr of Allah, if I'm sat at home doing dhikr of Allah on my own, and I feel like I want to do dhikr, okay, let's sit down and do a bit of maraqabah. Because maraqabah is the greatest path of dhikr, isn't it? It's the greatest and most powerful path. That, as I said to you before, as I've explained before, you close your eyes and you concentrate on the heart. And in the heart, inside the heart, that's it, without any other noise, you close your eyes, Allah, 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 Allah. Not from your tongue, from the announcement of the heart, from the voice of the heart, the volume of the heart. So when a person starts to feel like doing this dhikr, when he has the desire to do this dhikr, alhamdulillah, then understand that this is the karam, the mercy of Allah that has come onto that person. That this is the sign of the love of Allah. And as long as if a person doesn't have this desire, doesn't have the love for dhikr, doesn't have the draw towards dhikr, then consider that he should be very unhappy. Why have I not got the desire to do dhikr? I'm sitting free. Let me close my eyes and start doing dhikr. What effort will this take? Will it take a lot of effort? Will it take a lot of time? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a great reward here. And when these feelings start and come into a person, then alhamdulillah, consider that he has started to become successful. Because when the desire and attraction is inside you to do dhikr, then the success comes. We have attraction for many things in the world. We have attraction for many bad actions or sins. Oh, let's go and see this program. Oh, let's do this today. Oh, let's play this today or waste time today. This is desire and attraction towards wrong. Oh, okay, let's go. Even if we don't do anything else, at least we'll hear something. Oh, let's go and see this today or go and do this action today. This is being drawn to and attracted to other things. So this is where a person does a U-turn and goes towards the wrong things. But if you say, let's do a bit of dhikr today. I'll do maraqbah today. Oh, there's dhikr there today. This majlis, let's go to this majlis today. Where there's a majlis and you feel happiness that you're going to the majlis. I used to do my tazkiyah of my students, mashallah. You are pious people. And quite a long time we hadn't come to this masjid, Masjid Aisha. And I thought today that let's go, we're going to Masjid Aisha. So I'd like to see that, do I feel good about going to the masjid? Do I feel happy? Or is there a restriction or a drawback? Wallah, I say the honest truth that the happiness, the expression of my happiness started from Fajr. Subhanallah. That ajeeb happiness, I was feeling happiness from the morning time. That we keep on going on Saturdays, I go different places. And we have a program or session. But to see that we haven't gone to this masjid, there's been quite some days we haven't come to this masjid. And then I felt happiness. Do I feel happy about going to this masjid in the evening? Alhamdulillah, 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 Allah's blessings, Allah Ta'ala's fadl. That from Fajr time I started to feel the happiness. And a beautiful feeling overcame me. That it's like I'm coming here for the first time. That for the first time I'm coming here to do dhikr. So this is the karam and the mercy of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's fadl. Allah's mercy, and a person should judge himself and analyze himself always. That, for example, maybe you have felt this before, that alhamdulillah, okay, let's go and sit and do dhikr. We know it's far and it's cold and it's snowing, but this is the fadl of Allah, that happiness was there. Otherwise this jamaat could be sat somewhere else, or in another masjid, in another locality. So these are the signs. These are the signs. As the Shaykh al-Hadith said a beautiful point, unique point, if we listen to this. Hazrat Hafiz Rahimahullah, there's a hadith that has been narrated in Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith's kitab. And listen how great a situation this is. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated this hadith. The meaning of this hadith is as follows, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Jibreel alayhi salam told me so much about dhikr of Allah. He told me so much about dhikr of Allah. He explained to me so much about dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam explained and repeated so much that I started to think that without dhikr, there's no benefit of anything without dhikr of Allah. There's no benefit of anything without dhikr of Allah. So here, Hazrat Shaykh wrote himself commentary on this. He said that it's surprising. It's surprising that how much Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a great and weighty statement with regards to dhikr, that there's no benefit in any action without dhikr. And if we look at any action in the life, that all the subjects and branches of the deen, wherever the work of the deen is happening, alhamdulillah, wherever ibadat is happening, whatever's happening, here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly that there's no benefit to anything as long as dhikr is not combined with those actions. So here, such a great action, and we are ghafil, we are lazy and negligent from dhikr, that we don't even bring dhikr into our lives to this level that we remember Allah. So how much that person will regret in the hereafter, that such a beneficial action, Allah's Nabi said himself, that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I had this clear message of Jibreel alayhi wa came, and he didn't tell me these things himself, did he? Who sent Jibreel alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him that go, my Nabi, go and explain to my Nabi and explain to him so that the education can reach the message that how great is dhikr. Ula, awla, afdal, akbar. Great action. Indeed. So this shock and passion and desire to create this, we are told these things. Then never be lazy. If you're lazy on dhikr, if you're lazy in your pastimes, in your daily actions, then consider that shaitan is trying to catch you. And this is the function of shaitan, that he makes a person lazy, then he makes him lazy and negligent on many things. And he increases this, and he has different types of nets and traps. So you have to grab hold of shaitan's trap from the initial point. Today I was going to do this dhikr. I was going to remember Allah. And fair enough, I can't do an hour. Fair enough, I can't do 30 minutes. I can't do 15 minutes. 3 minutes we've got at least, haven't we? I've got 3 minutes. I can do dhikr for 3 minutes, can't I? That's enough. Why don't I do that? And that will be my dhikr, alhamdulillah. I can do 3 minutes. At least I can do 1 minute dhikr, can't I? Or can I not do it? I can do it. I can repeat it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not kept any limits for the dhikr of Allah. That when a person remembers Allah, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this hukam. This is an order of Allah in the whole Quran. In the whole Quran, Allah has given a hukam, ajeeb hukam from Allah. That do my dhikr and do it kathir and kathir in abundance and morning and evening. So different definitions. There are three things Allah has mentioned. Allah has given hukam to remember Him. Allah has given us a time, the times and the amount. Subhanallah. Hukam to do dhikr, amount, and also the timing. Allah has given the amount. I said to you before in previous days, on certain day I explained an ajeeb point and a very unique point that I had read recently, and I felt enjoyment when I read it. That when we start to push back on dhikr, for example, when we say we don't want to do it, but we have repetition, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. This is called repeating. Now the muftiyan, our mufti, honorable muftis have presented a point here in Jamiatul Rashid. The Hazrat Rashid Sahib Rahimahullah was a great sheikh who passed away in Pakistan, Jamia Rashidiyah, great sheikh. And that the... if we see the Darul Uloom in Pakistan, in Karachi, the Hazrat Sheikh Rashid Sahib was Amir of, and this point, this fatwa has emanated from here, that the person, when he repeats the dhikr of Allah, Allah has given the hukam, and there's proof of hadith in repeating the verses. People say, why do you keep on repeating? Just say it once. Why do you need to say more than once? So he stated that point towards this hadith, and I've heard this. He said that this hadith, if you pay attention to this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that as long as there are people saying Allah, Allah in this world, then Qiyamah will not come. As long as there are people in this world saying Allah, Allah. So from this hadith we realize it's not once, but those who say Allah, Allah, Allah. So here it is proven that repetition of the verses and the dhikr of Allah, the more we repeat, the more we'll get the enjoyment and the taste. And Allah likes this. We see certain times that some kalamats, when we recite durood, then I consider my emotion like this, that sometimes 30 minutes pass and sometimes 15 minutes pass. And it's not fake. We're not making this up. But you feel so much enjoyment in that repetition, in that kalama, that the heart doesn't feel like stepping back or stopping. So this taqrar, repetition of the dhikr of Allah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Repetition, taqrar, is a hukum of Allah. It's the order of Allah. So kathira and kathira, this is also a definition, that for 15 minutes you're sat down and you're reciting taqrar of those verses, then this is the definition of dhikr and kathira, abundance of dhikr in a high amount. What a great point. So when you're doing dhikr in the morning, 3 minutes. If you're doing dhikr in the morning, you're doing dhikr of Allah's hukam. Allah says, remember me in the morning, and sabah in the morning. So you have to do kathir and dhikr. So if you do kathir and dhikr, then you repeat the kalamat. So Allah Ta'ala's three orders are implemented and fulfilled. What a great point. So my brothers, the dhikr of Allah, we should do it as much as we can. Don't be lazy, don't be negligent. And those Hazrat who have not learnt the dhikr of the heart, qalbi dhikr, they will regret big time. It's a big loss that they're earning. Hurry up, hasten, and quietly learn the dhikr of Allah. Put the finger on your heart with the name of Allah and start doing maraqabah. Don't waste time. There's no guarantee of death when it will it come. When you learn, then don't stop doing dhikr. Oh, it's fine, I've learnt, now I can leave it. No. No. We need to make a habit. I'm going to do dhikr in the morning and in the evening. Because the hadith has reached us, alhamdulillah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the person who has left the dhikr of Allah for any reason, then that person, that all the benefits of his life have ceased and stopped. So if you can only do 5 minutes, do 5 minutes dhikr, or 1 minute even. If you only have 1 minute, then you can only do dhikr for 1 minute, then do dhikr for 1 minute. If you have 5 minutes, then do dhikr for 5 minutes. If you have 15 minutes, do it for 15 minutes. Half an hour, then do dhikr for half an hour. Just sit down, close your eyes, and this is the meaning of dhikr of Allah. Not tasbihat or lengthy repetition. Dhikr, everything is dhikr, but I'm talking about this dhikr, the dhikr of the heart that the Quran has mentioned. The dhikran kathira. This is dhikran kathira, the dhikr of the heart. Qalbi, the muftiyan, the mufti scholars have stated. So, 1 minute, if you have time. Depends on how much time do you have. And if you do according to that time, but morning and evening. Sabah wa masa'i, morning and evening. First and foremost, get up, do wudu, you have to go Fajr Salah, so before Fajr you come to the masjid, and after that, a little bit of extra time, alhamdulillah, you come for Fajr, don't do anything else. What do you do? Just sit down, Allah, Allah, in the heart, silent, nothing else to do, Allah, 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 Allah in the heart. You get two things from this. Number one, Allah's love will increase, subhanallah. Allah's love, the love for Allah will increase inside you. And number two, the sins will be diminished. The internal sins and other sins will be eliminated straight away. The person who does dhikr of the heart, the blackness, the dirt, impurity of the inner state, the batin, it ceases and Allah's love increases. So the more we do, the more we'll attain this. Allah's khairat, Allah's goodness, the more we ask, the more Allah will give us. The more we ask, the more will give us. The more we do dhikr, the more Allah will give to us. So we need to do this with regularity, inshallah. Make intention with this, that Allah, we are extremely grateful to you, extremely grateful. We're not even worthy of being grateful to you. Who can be grateful for your ni'mas, Allah? Bas, our body, every atom, element within us should praise you. This is your fadl and your karam, that yourself, you have given us the formula and the methodology to save ourselves from Jahannam. You have delivered us and made us come to the majlis of dhikr. Allah, this is your karam, your ahsan, your fadl, your grace and your mercy, that even today you have sat us down in this masjid for us to do dhikr of your dhikr. We are grateful to you, Allah. So let's recite the Durood Sharif, and now let's begin the dhikr of Allah.